Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world.
Yes, indeed, everyone. This is the third live hour of Parker Pathways. Welcome aboard. And we're on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org, and the call-in number is 313-9443, but it's 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. Before we get into investments and the mind and some other curves that we need to talk about today on human sludge in the food, I want to make sure we get Chris from Las Vegas. Hello, Chris. Welcome aboard.
Blessings of love and appreciation. Thanks for all you do, Dr. Nguyen, and I apologize for my voice. It appears that you and I may be afflicted with the same malady by some devious forces.
I hear you. You come in fine.
Very good. I want to report to you, Dr. Nguyen, that the invasion of America, the war is in fact on, as you so wisely observed. I was horrifically attacked by domestic terrorists masked as Metropolitan Police Department and so-called Clark County Department of Zoning enforcers, who, without lawful right, trespassed on my land at least three times prior to this 10th of November, Thursday, a day after the election, or 2 days after the election, of Donald Trump. And because I am an advocate for truth and justice and teaching people about the law that they don't know, I have been specifically discriminatorily selected and laser targeted and was set upon an attack. They committed an armed robbery by Grand Theft Auto at gunpoint. Whenever I heard what I thought were garbage trucks and went to see and discovered somebody was stealing my 1957 Dodge D500, two-door hardtop, no post, limited production, Detroit muscle car, hemispherically powered, original, unmolested, in authentic condition, worth in excess of $15,000 to $20,000, like it was, and probably $50,000 to $100,000 in fully restored condition. This was done with warrantless searches on my private property, which is prominently posted with no trespass signs, which they cognitively ignored, showing conscious indifference and willful ignoring the lawful postings. They had no warrant whatsoever to come on private property. They're supposed to be public agents. At least they pose themselves as that. We know they are private foreign corporate mercenaries working for the corporate interest of the county and their county commissioners. I had previously noticed Chief Councilman Steve Sisolak and Chris Giancugliani, who I think is a New World Order UN agent. I think I was set upon, and it's not without possibility that could be one of the assistant sheriffs, David Davidson, who made a threat to me in an open public meeting after I had excoriated the previous sheriff and called out for the criminality that they had perpetrated on another senior citizen, much older than myself, although I too qualify to be a senior and an ADA protected individual. I have been a law enforcement professional in multiple places. When I saw that happening, I retrieved my personal protective device, exited my home, not pointing it at anyone, not uttering it or threatening anyone, but merely to protect my interest. I was immediately confronted with five across the street, two to the left, three to the right. There were probably 13 to 18 police vehicles in front of my house, two tow trucks, two zone Nazis, and somewhere between 13 to 20 law enforcement actors masquerading as public servants, which are really private foreign corporate mercenaries violating the Pinkerton Act and the Posse Comitatus Act. I was then coerced to put my pistol on top of my other automobile that was down by the street and asked to move away, at which time I extended my arms horizontal to the ground and told them to go ahead and shoot and murder me like they did LaVoy Finicum. Go ahead and shoot. They didn't accommodate. When you got nothing to lose, it doesn't cost anything. But they weren't brave enough to pull the trigger on cameras. They had plenty of cameras going. I then engaged in a conversation advising the officer of the multiple criminality laws they were violating. They tried to allege that I was a sovereign citizen. I explained to the idiot that it was an oxymoron. There is no such thing. That sov means self. Reign means to rule, regulate, or self-control. And that by trying to ascribe that to me, they were profiling me in a malicious, slanderous way. He said something about me to quiet down. I was probably full of adrenaline at that point. I told him I was absolutely terrified, facing a near-death experience, an execution, assassination, politically being targeted. And we engaged in conversation. Of course, I may have been a little loud because I was awfully upset, anxiety-ridden, and just the sheer audacity of the depravity and the criminality of the police acting to steal private property of the valuable investment. I purchased this automobile as an investment, not as a daily driver, as they insinuated. They claimed it was dangerous. I'm not sure what kind of an idiot would claim it's dangerous to have two jack stands with the tires still touching the ground that were only there for weight mitigation to keep the tires from being destroyed in the desert sun with the weight of that hemispherical motor sitting on it for a long time.
Well, that's a lot to happen to you.
They stole it, pure and simple. It was an armed robbery, a carjacking, a gang assault, an act of domestic terrorism on an American senior citizen, ADA protected, former proud law enforcement professional and a former member of the United States Army assigned to the 546 Military Police Division at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, and attached to the CID, the Criminal Investigation Division. I've also worked at the Lawton, Oklahoma Police Department, the Nevada State Gaming Control Board Enforcement Division, and the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department myself, and yet I was maligned, I was attacked, I was dishonored, and I was brutally assaulted. They tried to trick me into coming in the street. I asked them if they thought I was an idiot. If they wanted to talk to me, come up there. They did. But this is not over. I will try to seek justice in any way I can possibly find it. And I will get my just resolution to this issue and controversy. I'm typing up letters to mail to the towing company to advise them that there is a legal controversy brewing, and I'm going to be noticing the county commission. I'll probably be speaking in one of their meetings coming up next week, which I've done before. I think that's one of the reasons I've been targeted for speaking out and speaking about chloramine in the meeting, speaking against the NDAA in their commission meetings. These people are absolute American terrorists functioning here on American soil trying to take over this country, and you're exactly right. This is a war against America for the soul, the heart, and the spirit of this country, and so many Americans came out to vote for Donald Trump to put a diabolically total rebuttal and rebuking of the demonic, satanic, Luciferian, Wiccan, Hitlery, Clinton, and George Soros and their cabal, the Assemblies of Worshipers of Baal.
Yeah, that's right. I was thinking that's why Clinton said, "Well, we were the people that were despicable." And you notice in the election results, they say, "Well, white men that didn't have any college degree." You notice that they said that.
Oh yes.
You know, and the thing is that, like the insult, like if you go to college, in terms of saying that you're part of the Ivy League system. Well, I'll tell you, keep me posted on this, because this is very serious in every way. And you're totally right. It's a symbolism to let you know that the government's in charge type of story. You know,
it's an opportunity. Under color of law.
Yeah.
It's absolutely oppression under color law. In fact, it goes back to the ancient Zionist, Pharisaic, Talmudic principle of Korban. Take it mm-hmm. because you can. Kick their butt and take their stuff. That's what they tried to do to me. But I ain't sure.
Right.
It ain't over till over. The fat
lady keep me posted, and I mean that. And we'll see what we, you know, if I can be of any help down the line, why, let me know. I'll try, you know.
God bless America. Make America great again, Dr. Wynn. Thank you very much.
You're sure right. Thank you, Chris. excuse me. One of the things that happens with this, there's some things I want to tie in with Mike from Colorado's question about something, which we'll get to in this hour as soon as I figure out something else. It goes in, you know, the establishment of the elites. In fact, it's, you know, not many people helped the president-elect get elected, you know, and now they're all kissing his rear. You know, I want to be on your train. And if I had my way and I was president-elect, I'd tell them to go, you know, screw off, clean your desk out, and get the hell out. But that's me, you know. You have people around you, you know, keep your enemies close. You know, it's like, you know, you talk to guys that have trouble with women, you know. And they say, "What can I do?" And they ask me. I said, "Don't ask me. I mean, I'm the last guy you should ask that. I'm a sailor of life. I've already lived four lives, and I can tell you stories about women that you don't want to hear. But they're in the friend zone." And I said, "Well, that's where you are right now." But the thing is, take a look at the extrapolation of personal lives that people have and how they get insulted. White men without college degrees. Terrific. Who in the hell do you think goes out and works and thinks of his family? I said that, you know, three shows ago. You know, the Democrats are saying that Trump will be impeached in 1 year or he'll quit. Those are their words. It's like a woman that wants a certain food, but they always order the most expensive meal. Those are my heydays, you know, when I fell for that. But the thing is that where we are on this, you know, the central bank confiscated cash in India. The signals are all over the world. They're facing you all over the place. You have a process by which you take Nestle Corporation. They're paying their estimated price is $145 million for a small company which is called Aimmune. And this is a drug made by Aimmune, which people suffer from food allergies, particularly peanuts. And, of course, this biotech company, Aimmune, has figured out a way to get around that. But Nestle Health Sciences invested also $185 million in Sirius Therapeutics in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And that developed drugs to improve the balance of the microorganisms in the intestine. Nestle's invested $43 million in Protunia. Protunia Biosciences is now called Axela Health. It makes proteins that target the neurological diseases. In other words, these are the areas where the human species is going, you see. And if you tolerate certain kinds of foods, but if you only eat the foods the government wants you to eat, which is exactly what's happening, it would be very easy for you to have a medicinal food, which is exactly what it's called, to be a part of things that we're told were normally not good for you. So let's say that you take the cocoa bean, of course, has been used for centuries as a medicine. Of course, it's used for the formation of chocolate, of course. But the whole idea of having new foods be part of the drug itself is where the change of the brain occurs. So let's say that a judge has ordered bottled water to be delivered to Flint, Michigan, because the people in their corruption did not fix that. You know, when you have 160 cities that have lead in their water, but there's more chemicals in the water than just lead. On a footnote of the judge's order is determination to declare that water as a food. Now, if you read chloramine causes health damage on the homepage of RBN, which should be emailed to all your friends, and the process is a cornerstone of that, I have in there, remember I wrote that, in, on the bridge of 2003 and 2004. It was copyrighted then. And the idea was that I felt that water should have a black label. And because not only the chemicals in it, but the process of water itself being formed as a toxic food by the government. Now, they had already done that, you see, and they didn't want anybody to know about that. So I put that in there. It's part of it. You have a black label. You now place it in the terms of the challenge of the determination of how you change the mind in the real world and the neuron system. See? In other words, if you look at it, the idea of changing the memory system had already been determined by studies that were done with sea slugs that have a simple nervous system. And they did that study at the University of California, Los Angeles. And these nervous systems are similar to the human. And they were able to change it with the water and the contamination, but with another metal. And that was mercury and lead and fluoride. We'll see you at the other end of the break. And that was in 2010. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com. And learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is Parker Pathways. I want to make sure that I get Mark from Philadelphia. Hello, Mark. Welcome aboard.
Good morning, Dr. Parker. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay. I wanted to acknowledge you for all the great work you're doing there. It sounds like Chris is experiencing the micro example of what you told us about the unlimited warfare when they bring everything on at once, and overwhelming power, and that's how they're and that's just a little example of it. And I also want to acknowledge you for a couple of weeks ago when I called in about my great-great-grandfather being in the Civil War and being held in Andersonville prison. What's interesting is that I've since then, last weekend, I was able to go see a movie called Hacksaw Ridge, and I don't know if you've heard about this movie. It's a Mel Gibson movie, and it's incredibly moving, and it has it has a lot of good messages in it. About how, you know, the powers that be force us into these wars, back us into these wars, and how it affects the men, and even more importantly, how it affects the family unit. And it's well portrayed in this movie. It's an incredible moving movie. I encourage all men to go watch it and take along another, male family member, father, grandfather, son, whatever, and then have a conversation about it afterwards. It's a very, very deep, moving movie. Anyway, I also just watched a movie, and I didn't even know it existed, called Andersonville. It's almost a three-hour long movie that was made in 96. And I was really moved by that because of the incredibly deplorable conditions of that prison. And from what I gathered, and I've since had a few conversations about that you know, the blame could go on the South for that, the conditions of those prisons. But I have to say that part of that blame goes to the North, because the North, the Union, knew that they were there, and they knew they were in deplorable conditions, but they didn't do anything about it. They refused to exchange prisoners, and they knew their men were suffering, horribly suffering in that prison. And this just goes to the bigger picture of the, you know, they don't give a damn about, you know, we're just fodder for their purposes, you know. So this idea of war is being promoted by a bunch of evil, sinister characters, and now we're understanding that they're globalists. So and so I want to bring up something about this, but I also want to ask something about water. But the deal about Trump is that my concern for him is that he's surrounded by globalists, and it seems like more and more of them are turning out to be some of the characters that may be involved in all these other bad things. So I do have a big question mark about him there, and maybe you can clarify that further in this show or later shows as well, and I'll continue to listen. But I want to ask you about the water. A friend of mine is in the Cumberland Gap area, and he has a 600-foot well, and his well is completely dry, and I cannot believe that about that area of the country. Have you heard about the Smokies? Are they? Is it extremely dry in the whole area of the that area?
Yeah, well, they took out the aquifer. It's part of the Argola aquifer. It's dropped 15 feet since the fracking has taken place, and of course that's enough water to sustain human life in the United States. It's estimated by most engineers that know about it, that's 300 years of water gone.
Wow.
And also you have the change of the earth fractures, which increase the earthquakes underneath on that third crust of the earth. So naturally you have a change of water, and people have this myth, well, there's lots of water. It's the water in the center of the earth. Let's go do that. You know, well, never realizing the law of thermodynamics that you have to have heat in the center of the earth to make the earth spin, it creates a magnetic field, you see. And so the magnetic field has changed as a result of the water distribution, and so the North Pole has tipped 16 degrees south. And so what that does is change the ice and the rest of it that's on the earth to a different level. So I'm glad you called in.
I have another question.
Yeah, and I appreciate you calling in, because we cover a lot of this, and we have a huge amount. I only got 30 minutes left on the show. You call in again.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest. And I take Nick.
This is Porter Pathways, and I wanted to mention about the research on hydraulic fracking affecting the endocrine disruptors, which I've talked about for 7.5 years, finally being researched in another way, as it affects pregnancy. Which it does. This will be the prolactin tests and the glucocorticoid and progesterone that are about 24 chemicals in hydraulic fracking that activate or inhibit estrogen and androgen in humans. And they're taking up that research. It's going to be going on and at the University of Missouri as one place. And then there'll be another place in France that research is going on. I wanted to tie that in with our next subject with General Electric. First of all, I want to get Andy from Texas. I want to make sure I get Andy from Texas on before we get into the water process technologies on the market. Go ahead. Hello, Andy.
Okay, hey, Dr. Parker, thanks for letting me talk to you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
My question My subject is the eugenics program, and you cover it so well on your program and stuff. But I think if we want to make America great again, Trump is going to have to do something about that, because, I mean, we already know from years and years ago monosodium glutamate is not good for you. We've discovered that high fructose corn syrup is not good for you. We have chlorine, fluoride, and now ammonia in a lot of places in our drinking water. We just have a variety of things killing us today, and you know, we got to get that under control. I mean, when you read a product at a store and you can't pronounce half the things that are in there, and they all say natural this, natural that, there's not a drink out there that's sweetened, artificially sweetened, that doesn't use high fructose corn syrup. And we know that makes obesity and leaky gut syndrome and stuff. I mean, there's so much evidence that we're being poisoned, and we got to shut down this FDA because they're doing the same thing with the pharmaceutical products as well. They're just totally allowing products to get out there that are killing us. So it's part of the eugenics program, and I'm sure that extends through all the EPA and all this other thing too. This is something we really got to get under control, because we've got a lot of stupid people out there simply because of our diets they're making us eat. And most of the people are poor people, and they're making more and more poor people, so these people are going to end up getting stupid too. So I don't know. I think that's something we need to press more on. That's all I want to say. Thank you, sir.
I can't talk about the discussions that I've had with the new regime, but I remember when the interviews with President-elect Trump that I had on my program, they had the whole thing is that he had his engineers find me. You know, I didn't find him, and. Here we are, he's on a plane, and he's going to Flint, Michigan, because that's the whole thing. Then he had to go over to Missouri, which is where a lot of the Zondervan disruptor studies are going to be done, which I just mentioned before I started to talk with you. And we had a little discussion afterward. I had another interview with President-elect Trump, which is on the desk. That'll be sent to the studio, to the station, and it'll be on my show. And I remember Donald saying, well, make sure that those interviews are after the election. And I didn't know what his meaning was at the time, but I really caught on as we talked about things. And he said, every one of his properties has its own water correction plant, which I found to be very progressive. That's the way he is all over the world in his developments. And but he was very similar toward your thinking, I can't discuss all the details we have, but you know, the United Nations calls me the water baron because I expose the water used as a weapon on human beings, just as you're describing in your eugenics program. And yes, it's true. It is part of the eugenics program. It's part of Dr. John Holden's program. It's very real. They got agencies there. And that Obama set up for the destruction of the population of the Earth. Earth. And so where we are here is that there needs to be, I'll say this much, there needs to be a reorganization of the EPA and the FDA for a different reason. Remember, two shows ago I was talking about the EPA director wants us to start living as if we were in 1899. And, you know, to go back to the actual control mechanisms of the riparian rights of water and the taking in the eminent domain system, which they put forth in order to take land. It's not just taking land anymore. Now, what you're doing is taking resources. And so this is the way a lot of law is going. One of the things, just keep that thought in mind because I want to make sure there's something else I need to tell you. The thing is that... under Obamacare, it's not just Obamacare. You see, what you have here is the concept of medical care being part of a weapon of its own. In other words, you have people being treated in medicine today based on their age, which is part of Dr. Emanuel's Diet 75, which you can read in the Atlantic Monthly, which was the cornerstone of his Obamacare death penalty. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that you're dictating out values. In other words, what is a human being worth? I talk about it all the time because that's actually figured in the government figures in Obamacare. So in other words, resources become the data, and the human becomes the data. And that's what I've been talking about for 4 or 5 years. They want the human being is really the data. So now let's say that the eugenic system is a paramount, and let's say that you're suspicious of the fact that there may be a decrease of population and they're working out. Well, it's very selective. And you're totally correct. The idea of the socio-economic strata of people are in the new demographies of data. So in other words, we are the data, just what I've been talking about, which is the way it's actually worked in the models that have been set up. Now, it's really worse than that. In other words, it's not just a discussion of the population. What you have here is a way by which you can select various forms of biomarkers which help you stay alive. The question is, do you become another human species when, in the real world, we're decreasing the human species is dying on this planet? In other words, the human species is dying on this planet. So now
I completely agree with that.
You know what I'm saying? In other words, no, I'm talking real world here. So the thing is,
I agree with it.
So the thing is, what we're seeing. Like my next, what I wanted to get before you call, that's why I wanted to make sure I got you on air, is a call. You take General Electric. I'll give you an example. Is selling its water process technology business. Now, you say, for an average person, that would just gloss over the eye and you wouldn't pay any attention to it. See, business is everything today. Money, artificial money, machine, currency that I talked about in the first hour. All this, I've talked about this a lot on practically every show, but this is the future world. Now, you ask yourself, well, the water and processing technologies will operate as a separate business, and so they're going to give it with, they're going to connect with Baker Hughes on their General Electric's oil and gas business with Baker Hughes, and then they're confirming that exploratory water and process technology business into a separate subsidiary and selling that. Now, you say to yourself, well, that's just a regular start market theory, but it's called a smart water future. In other words, your medical record will show on your carbon footprint how much water you use, and it's part of the metrics, which I've talked about extensively on this program. It all has to do with the value of that person. So in other words, if you say that you go over the value amount of your data, then you get a different care. You get a different determination. As in the movie of Soylent Green, you have the determination of being able to eat. That Soylent Green was actually eating humans. But the point is that you went into the theaters, which had been converted into places for you to take your own life. You'd get a scene that you wanted to look at and while you were dying, and that's in Soylent Green in the movie, okay, which was made years ago. Now we're in Soylent Green. And there is something I wasn't planning to talk about that until two shows from now. But the point is, we are in that. That's technologies that genetic, that General Electric put forth, is to take the water technologies that we have on the planet now, the technologies, the real ones, the concept of the old filters, the whole pods, and put it into the size of a shoebox. That's the real world. Do you know that that's worth more than gold? And you ask yourself, and they know it, And I've talked Elmano with these people in the past 8 years, and I can tell you before 8 years ago, absolutely, when they had it together. The technologies, when I talked to them, were the technologies that went up 45 feet. They have now condensed it to 6 feet. And you say to yourself, well, why would they sell the most prized industry in the world? It exceeds gold. It exceeds anything on the planet. Why would they do that? Well, they're doing that because business will change based upon human data. And that's the real story. I wasn't going to talk about that until a couple of shows ago. So this is all going to be based on the distribution of power and strength based upon business where the food and the water, as Hillary Clinton put in her 2012 intels in terms, the future world war is over water. And so when she asked, when she was in purple a few days ago, she gave the signal. It is on, cupcake. You know, that type of thing. It's world domination, no borders, human beings as data, and putting the fourth thing and the control of the water supply. And she denied it.
It was a total destruction. I mean, once they started attacking our water, we should have immediately got on top of that, because that's the life base of all life on planet Earth,
that's right.
Period.
That's exactly right. And the thing is, by the way, if I may put a plug for RBN, John Steadmiller put me on air. He was the one that saw it. And he put me on air. I was the only person on the, I put it on the national stage, the real research on human beings with recycled water causing cancer, and all the studies that the government had done for 35 years before 1994, and then they imploded on putting chloramine in the water, made it official. That was in 1994. In 1998, the EPA fined people in 1998 $10,000 a day if they did not put the ammonia in the water. Just think about that.
Yeah.
Just think about it.
Oh,
1998, $10,000 a day was a lot of money. And
What do you think about the water? I didn't mean to cut you off, Bosch. You're going on. You got it going. But now they're because of the drought in California, they're actually using old fracking water to water their crops and stuff. I mean, how stupid is that?
Yeah, well, that's I've been talking about that from the first day I went on air. And that has to do with the chemistry of the water itself, which I found, which has been called a trade secret. They tell you how they camouflaged it. They put it in as part of the toxic sludge, in other words, a human sewage. Which, and by the way, I had that show. I'm looking at my transcript from that show. That was in the year 2005. Okay. And it was May 12th, 2005. I was the first human being on this planet, and I didn't even know it, that exposed bio sludge as humans going into the food supply in agriculture. The government never let up on me for 10 years since I've been on air, on RBN.
Wow.
And And the fracking and the concept was brought out in full force about 5 years ago. They've never let up on me every week since.
Well, you don't let up on them either, sir. You keep doing what you're doing. I can't believe the treasure trove of information that you are, and how if we need to get more people listening to your show. You're putting it out there. Talk about the awakening if we can get a bunch of people listening to you, my friend. You and RBN, you guys are doing great. I got to run, though. I'll talk to you next time, sir.
Thank you for calling, and thank you for listening. The whole focus, we only have a few minutes of what I wanted to get into in terms of climate change. keep in mind that climate change is really, according to the elites, and this will be placed on, and it already has, on his briefings, President-elect Trump, that climate change is really a military problem. And the military is taking on that. That's why Obama made all these speeches at the academies on graduations, saying that your biggest enemy and who are fighting is climate change. And the idea here is that they want to keep all of these, like Hillary Clinton has advocated for fracking regulations, but only based upon the not hurting the Chinese business. And that was her theme in the real world. And she said it. Those are her words, actually. But the whole point is that this is all a militarized system. And you have to, in many ways, you have to agree with it partly. I mean, it's a national security issue, the concept of climate change, if it affects the fluid. See, people forget climate change is weather. See? So in other words, it's water. See? It's water. It's based on the ecosystem within the soil and the plants and the developmental system. That's why the elites want to cut down the trees, really, really realizing they're killing themselves. They're killing the rest of it because the plants provide oxygen for us to breathe. So the way the it's shocking, by the way, how many people don't know that. But the thing is, that's okay. But the other thing is that where you control the mind, you're saying, like John Haldren's agency to control behavior in the mind is taken out of Susskind's book, you know, Nudge, and where you force people to think things. That's how they wanted to have people think about Obamacare, by the way. And so when we get back from the break, I only have a few minutes left in the program, but I want to mention the formation of the nature of our reality. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
This is Parker Pathways, and we just have a few minutes. But I want to pass by you something. You know, you have people who are
looking for spirits or other people that are disrupting their home. And you know, they use electromagnetic fields to see if the spirit will talk to them. There are a lot of shows like that. You know, when you're in a bed looking at a TV screen, you know, beside Gunsmoke, you discover that. But anyway, you ask yourself, well, electromagnetic fields, of course, can harm various forms of organs. They can develop on a, and I've done a lot of work on the electromagnetic fields that, you know, that we're going to talk about. But just think about the mind. What happens if your reality is actually an hallucination? In other words, let's say that you have, like, schizophrenics have been diagnosed in the context of where they have hallucinations, but that there are authentic sensations that appear as a result of the thought process of the brain that control, that the reality is really a controlled hallucination that is governed by the senses. You take a very famous case called Sylvia, but of course Sylvia had brain scans that showed that she had hallucinations in the regions that processed melodies and notes and sequences of tones, and these tones were talking to one another. But you see, Sylvia was deaf, and they were not constrained. You know, these kinds of sounds were constrained entering the ears, but they were in part of their brain. Now, let's say that the process of the development of the soul being is, of course, controlled within, this has been shown in the EMF, is control of the brain as a result of the water content. Now, the scientists that have advanced in the determination of being able to hack the brain using various brave, you know, wavelengths have been researching this for years. The point here is, though, is if you change the genetics based upon the developmental cycle of the biorhythm, which I opened on show on hour one, and the whole concept of being able to control the Earth's population based upon the vibration of that EMF, are you really bringing in, as I pointed out in your decision making, remember what I was saying in the second hour? What happens, who makes the decisions? In other words, are you making it from your own personal ego? Are you making it from the soul? Are you making it from the lives of others? Are you interacting with the soul as it moves through its earthly lifetime? Are you beyond incarnation into an afterlife? In other words, the future is now. You see? These are the things that are at stake in the new science of water and blood. Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you for being with us on our Parker Pathways, and I want to thank the producer, there's no question. I want to thank my listeners. And you know, there's the love out there. You know who you are. I salute. We'll see you next week, 10 to 1 Central Time, on RBN, Parker Pathways. Salute the veterans. See you next week.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
This is from the old school, new school.